Well, this is winter, right? When we have school delays, so we know this is kind of what you're used to, and we've made it so far without any.
Yeah.
So a little bit of that. How was your weekend?
I can now officially say I've survived the holidays. We were in Chicago for the weekend, so it was a quick down and back trip. We left Friday afternoon, got back yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So Saturday was filled with family and fun and Christmas and crafts and all kinds of laughs, and it was great. It was just a fantastic weekend.
Caleb, you got a haircut.
I did, yeah. And also Saturday was so nice that instead of waiting to the middle of February when it warms up, I actually took down all my Christmas lights
early.
That was a great day to do it.
That was indeed.
Hey, happy bobblehead day to everybody, too. All right.
Well, we were talking about how the holidays are kind of officially over here, at least for your Wib Wake Up Show crew, as Hillary had her last celebration. I took down my Christmas lights and such.
Our Christmas tree came down.
I haven't had time. I'm freaking out trying to figure out when I'm going to be able to take
the was taking down a lot of stuff yesterday. It's just kind of like, okay, let's clear up some space. But anyway, so a present that I got for Christmas was some very comfy, like, flannelish type of pants,
nice.
Like pajama pants. And I'm not going to lie, I've been wearing those more than just to go to bed because they're so comfy.
Yeah, they're loungy. Mm. They're wonderful.
Yeah, I love lounge pants and I love lounging. Well, if you want to make a statement at your next meeting, get together, soiree, try showing up wearing fried drumstick pants, as in fried chicken pants. It's a real thing and they're only $11 with shipping on Amazon.
Oh, well.
Is this from KFC or what?
You can make your legs look like a couple of pieces of fried chicken right out of the bucket. Here, have a look at these.
Oh, wow. That's not for me.
So they look sort of like parachute pants, Hill. Like, seriously, like, so they kind of inflate on the sides.
Oh,
so it's not your thighs.
Wrong.
It's actually, it looks like the chicken.
It's not okay.
That is goofy.
Now, they're actually only 98 cents and then $9.99 shipping, so that might show the true value. But one customer has given them a 5-star review.
Hmm. Of course she has.
And this gal says, I put these on right away. Colonel Sanders was chasing me down the street. That's how convincing these chicken pants are.
Do they smell like chicken? Because, you know, I mean, you could have the whole
I'm sure Bath & Body Works has
that
something
to
put
some with. That was the KFC candle that we
candle,
talked about.
I was
going
to say, if we can have a candle going and look like a chicken, smell like
the
a chicken.
The log. Remember the KFC
log.
We've had kind of a chicken theme here recently.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know about those. My dad has happy pants. We call them his happy pants. They have big, obnoxious, happy, smiley faces on.
Grandpa Wayne.
And he wears them. Like, he wore them to a neighborhood function a couple years ago. 4th of July, showed up in his happy pants.
Okay.
Seriously.
Is he on any boards, school boards, etc.?
Not in those pants.
Just bring a little bit of joy.
Why not? I don't know that I'm going to be sporting the drumstick pants, but that's just me. Okay, we're talking about new food products.
Yes.
New food products.
N-E-W. Yes.
In case the tease was a little off-kilter.
Yeah, a little off-kilter. Don't know what everyone else was thinking. New food.
Yeah.
Kay.
Yes.
New. It's a new year.
Yeah. New food, new year. I love coffee, and Caleb found me a new product.
I don't know that I'll try this, though. A polarizing product.
I think it is.
Most people, I take that back. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know if most people go with plain coffee creamer, but it seems like a lot of folks who enjoy creamer say, man, I like to spice it up a little bit and have something special.
Like
people love flavored creamers.
Yeah, they do.
It's 2019, for crying out loud. These days, coffee lovers have the freedom to choose among a host of different creamer options. Mm-hmm. It could be Reese's, Oreos, Snickers. Mm-hmm. They have Dove, dark chocolate.
Anything you can think of.
International Delight is now shaking things up even more by releasing a Peeps flavored coffee creamer.
Peeps at Easter and a coffee creamer.
Yeah, the things that you buy every single Easter, and it's just like, why did I buy these?
I enjoy Peeps. I do.
I enjoy one
every
year.
But I enjoy half and half in my coffee. I'm not much into flavored creamers, so I don't know about that one. You know where I think that one would be delicious, though? If it's a marshmallow flavored creamer, add a little dab of that to your hot cocoa.
Sure.
Like, Mark, to your coffee?
Uh-huh.
I think that would be delicious.
The limited edition Peeps creamer is sweet, marshmallowy, and yellow to mimic the color of the original Peeps.
Yeah, there you go. Huh. I mean, that's pretty different. No yellow creamers coming to mind.
Yeah,
32 ounces.
I mean, hazelnut, French vanilla, these are standard, but it, you know, certainly broadens out.
Well, you know, not only do I love coffee, I love Oreos, to the point of maybe being a little obsessed
about
them.
But we just had the new dark chocolate Oreo. They couldn't possibly have another new flavor.
By the way, I cannot find. Uh-huh. So I am on the search for the dark chocolate
Oreos.
How does
that fit with
the Zumba and that? Why do Zumba so I can eat Oreos?
Exactly.
That's exactly how it fits.
All right, go ahead.
This, I think this might be my new favorite. Carrot cake Oreos with cream cheese filling.
No, that sounds really good. I mean, we had carrot cake at our wedding. I mean, that's how much I like carrot cake.
Carrot cake with the cream cheese filling.
Mm. No, that sounds...
I need what to...
Is this? Temptation show or
I
what,
need
man.
To yeah. amass them and hoard them because I don't think these are not. These are like a limited thing. This is not.
Oh, this is a limited
around.
Run. Dark chocolate.
This is a limited
staying.
Run, huh. And apparently they're available at Target and Walmart. By so the way, I'll be heading
would
there.
Would you dip
ASAP.
That in the Peeps cream? Coffee?
I don't know that I would go Peeps
yeah, that,
cream
ooh,
with that.
That'd be a little
I think
odd.
These are just going to yeah. stand alone mm-hmm. in. Glorious deliciousness.
Yeah. This is the Whip Wake Up Show, helping you with your goals during New Year's resolution season.
Yeah, 50%. By the way, 50% of people have already derailed their resolutions.
Right.
By the end of the month, 90% will have derailed their resolutions.
Keep going.
Sorry,
your encouragement. Positive, encouraging WWIB.
You can do it.
All right, so the Golden Globes was last night. And Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody taking home the top Golden Globe Awards this year. Sounds like there was kind of some upsets along the way, some things happening. But Green Book, about African-American pianist Dr. Don Shirley, won Best Musical or Comedy Film, Best Screenplay, and Best Supporting Actor in a Film
wow.
for
Vigo.
Mahershala Ali. Now, kind of interesting on his background. He was raised as a Christian by a mom who is a Christian minister, but he's converted to Islam. But listen to his clip in his acceptance speech.
I have to thank my wife, my mother, and my grandmother. I thank you for your prayers. I've needed each and every one of them.
All right. So as he's converted to Islam, his mom still may be praying.
Right.
So anyhow,
I'm sure
but
she
congratulations
is.
To him.
I was really interested in that movie because Viggo Mortensen, who played Aragorn in Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
is the lead in that one. So
it looks good. Huh. It's gotten some rave reviews. I know Rex Reed in New York has given it a lot of thumbs up, so it's worth seeing.
I feel like I live in a hole because...
You haven't heard of it.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm well, sorry. I'm a bad man out here. But Bird Box, I've heard all about Bird Box.
You're too much about that. Stay away.
Don't tweet around,
nightmares.
Caleb.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Whip Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.